The following comes to UMN Radio from the Voice of America.
You are welcome to Entertainment News. In Washington, I'm Ira Melman, along with Larry London, the host of Border Crossings on VOA. And what's happening?
Well, it's award season once again. And last weekend, the MTV Europe Music Awards were handed out in Seville, Spain. And Ariana Grande was nominated for the most awards of the evening at 7. And she went home empty-handed, unfortunately. But it was a big night for Taylor Swift, who got 2 awards, including the biggest of the evening, which was the Best U.S. Act. And she also got the Video of the Year award for her song, Me. But she was honored as well with the Artist of the Decade award, which is a very, very big honor to
get.
She's
not that old. She started when she was 8 or something.
That's it. She's been doing it a while. Right. She's got her 6th number one album, Lover, out right now. Another big winner was Billie Eilish, and I want to play a song from Billie Eilish. It's a brand new song, and I'll tell you more about Billie Eilish and her great evening at the MTV Music Awards show as well. The song is called Zanny.
What is it about them? I must be missing something. They just keep doing nothing. Too intoxicated to be scared. Better off without them. They're nothing but unstable. Bring ashtrays to the table, and that's about the only thing they share.
Why is it called Zanny?
I have no idea. That's what apparently that's what she and her brother Phineas decided on for the name of that song. I happen to like the song. It's really a cool kind of Billie Eilish sounding song. She's got this very slow, dark sound to her. She doesn't do pop in the typical way you'd expect to hear pop, but she's attracting a lot of attention. She went home with 2 MTV awards, including the Best Song of the Year for her number one song, Bad Guy, and she got Best New Artist Award as well, which is a very, very big prestigious award to have. And she'll be performing and also nominated at the American Music Award Show, which is November 24th. Billie is going to be performing this coming weekend in Mexico City, and then she begins a world tour for her album, When We All Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go? The tour starts in March.
That is Larry London. He hosts Border Crossings on VOA. I'm Ira Melman here on Entertainment News.
That was a program from the Voice of America.